From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, everybody. So we have an incredible show for you. We have four brilliant contestants coming up soon to play some nerdy games with us. Right now they are backstage experimenting with natural deodorant just to remind themselves that none of them work. But soon they'll be up here, and one of them will be our big winner. And you've come to a pretty interesting show. We have two special guests. One is singer-songwriter Jill Sobule. Very excited to have her. I discovered Jill in the 1990s. Her hit Supermodel was featured in the movie Clueless. Yeah. And we have another special guest. We have an amazing stand-up comic, amazing comedian all around. Tom Arnold is going to be up here. Yeah. Tom Arnold right now has a show on Viceland called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, where he tries to expose incriminating recordings of Donald Trump. Yeah, the guy is like a walking, talkie, controversy renaissance man, basically. Everything he touches turns to scandal, so I'm excited. He's going to juice up my profile by being on this stage. Because right now, if you Google me, I'll tell you what comes up. Books, bangs, and facts about Canada, all right? So help me, Tom. Help me make it better. Tom Arnold also became a father way later in life. Like me, I became a mother way later in life, which it's a little bit different when you become a parent later in life as a woman, of course, because you are treated pretty interestingly by the medical community when you get pregnant at an advanced maternal age. I remember being told that I was both high risk and an inspiration. So that was fun. I'm impressed that I actually had my child biologically. But we're raising him adopted because I want him to feel chosen. I want him to feel chosen. This show somehow actually became like a 90s theme show. We didn't anticipate that until we brought it together. So I'm nostalgic for the 90s.
Yeah, are you?
I lived through the 90s. I like the 90s.
Yeah, I can't think of anything I really miss from the 90s.
Nothing?
I don't know. Grunge music?
Grunge.
No.
No? Plaid's back.
Plaid's back. Did plaid ever really go away?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
Did.
I've been wearing it all the
back.
Way through.
I know. I didn't know I was going to have to buy plaid for the third time in my life. I had no idea. All right, everybody, let's meet some contestants and play some games. First up, we have a game about units of measurement, so get your units ready because we're going to measure them. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Laura Gratz. You're an administrator at a nonprofit art center, and you have a close group of friends that you've known since kindergarten with a lifelong dream to move to Malta with them?
It's true.
And why would you move to Malta with all of your friends? What is it about Malta?
I've never been to Malta,
yeah.
But my friend who's here, her mother was in Malta filming a movie when we were kids, and I thought it was the most glamorous place.
You were like enamored by
and
the idea.
And I've always wanted to move there, and I want to have a place for all my friends, different houses, a compound. We'll all go retire there.
You're going to make a kibbutz of some
yes,
point.
Exactly,
okay,
a kibbutz.
Very good. All right, Laura, when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Your opponent is Brandon Beiser. You're a business intelligence analyst at Forbes. Wow. Okay, so here's my question. How much intelligent business is there happening out there?
So much.
A lot of intelligent business?
A lot of intelligent business.
Okay, give me one example of intelligent business.
We just ranked the Dallas Cowboys as the number one NFL franchise. Which was a lot of, you get a lot of booze in New York for that.
Okay, yeah.
We also had Kylie Jenner on the cover of our magazine.
Sure, okay.
So that was another boo.
I can't tell if you're making your case here or not. When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Laura and Brandon, whoever has more points after two games will go on to the final round. This is a guessing game called Measured Response. So in this game, Jonathan and I are going to give you historical measurement facts. You are going to ring in and tell us if it's real or something we made up. But be careful, because if you guess incorrectly, your opponent automatically gets the point. So let's do it. According to Britannica, in the 16th century, a rod, which is 5.5 yards, was commonly understood to be, quote, the length of the left feet of 16 men lined up heel to toe as they emerged from church. True or false? Laura.
False.
Yeah, it seems crazy, right? No, that's true. Yeah, that's Whoa. True. It was called the Catholic Centipede. No. No, it was not.
Oh, boy. When the metric system was introduced in the late 1700s, the length of 1 meter was defined as the distance from the North Pole to the equator divided by 10 million. Brandon.
True.
Yeah, that is true. You're right.
I don't know who measured that in the late 1700s, but that was one weird summer job. In ancient Egypt, 1 second was commonly understood to be the time it took for a cat to whip its tail back and forth. True or false? Laura?
False.
Yeah, that's false. Of course it is. It's the time between a cat looking at you and scratching your eyes out. That's a millisecond, actually. 1 carat, which is a measure jewelers still use today, was equal to the weight of 4 wheat grains or 3 barley corns. Brandon.
True.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Wish I knew that when my ex proposed to me with 42 barley corns. I was just like, that's weird. Now I know that would have been many, many carats.
You still wear them on your finger to this
day?
I do,
yeah. I sleep on my barley corns. A cord is a measurement of a stack of dry firewood. It was originally defined as the size of 8 burly lumberjacks in a huddle. True or false? Laura.
That has to be false.
Yeah, that's false. You are correct.
This is your last clue. As of this recording, a kilogram is defined as the mass of one specific cylinder made of platinum iridium, kept at the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in France. True or false? Brandon.
True.
Yep, that is absolutely true.
But there's big kilogram news.
There is big kilogram news.
Yeah, it is expected that the official definition of a kilogram will change in November 2018. That's right. Right around the corner. Because according to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, instead of being based on a physical artifact, the kilogram will be expressed, quote, in terms of a quantum mechanical quantity known as the Planck constant.
Right. That's what I've been saying all along.
I know.
They finally got my letters.
Okay, that was a great game. Brandon, you are in the lead.